Actually, I'm really excited. We're here with Dan and Lou Sergiocomi, two-thirds of the Meanjin Brisbane indie outfit People Mover. Look, if you're an avid listener of 2SER, chances are you've definitely heard their recent debut album, Cane Trash, which, you know, is an album that really captures both the warmth of nostalgia and the messiness of growing up. It was actually a feature album here on 2SER a few weeks ago, and I'm very, very keen to have Dan and Lou on the show with us so we can chat about it more. Dan and Lou, how are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. How are you going?
Really, really good. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today. So I wanted to ask, obviously, you know, you guys share the same last name, your brother and sister, and both of you are actually really, really prominent fixtures of the Brisbane indie scene. I would say not only in your capacity as People Mover, but you also play in other bands, including Renovator's Delight, Soft Covers, and Future Haunts, I believe. How did you guys get into playing and writing music? Is it a bit of a family trait?
I play in those other bands you mentioned, and like we've always I guess it within the family had music around. And Lucy's my younger sister. We've grown up in that kind of community, and this is, I guess, she kind of is the main source of the writing material for People Mover, and a lot of the stories are her experiences. So yeah,
we just keep wanting to hang out with everyone in Brisbane and play music with everyone we know. So I think that's the key aim, is to just be at as many gigs as possible, I think.
You got to do it. You got to do it. That's amazing. Well, what led you to form People Mover right at the beginning?
Well, I would say it's probably Dan knowing that I was sort of writing songs at home and playing around on guitar. And I think he was just like, sort of, oh, well, just, we should just start like playing at venues and, you know, supporting, when our friends' bands are playing, so he sort of encouraged me to just like, approach it as something that, you know, wasn't too serious and didn't have to be that big of a deal. And yeah. I think we just started playing together, and then, our friend Billy is like a really great musician, and he was coming to like our shows at the start, and when we were just sort of doing very casual sets, and he was like, yeah, like really like the sound, and we're like, well, you are the perfect person to join, so please help us with this project. So it sort of just happened over like maybe the course of like 6 months or something. Yeah, it was great.
Amazing. That's a really lovely big brother move there, Dan. You know, I hope that my younger siblings would kind of do the same thing if one of us wanted to venture out into some sort of artistic realm. So I wanted to chat really quickly about your newest album. It's your debut album, Cane Trash. Like I mentioned before, it was actually a feature album, I believe, the week that it came out in mid-September. And you know, it really captures both nostalgia and the bittersweetness of growing pains. What really kind of inspired you to write about this particular thing? You know, you talk about the messiness of your 20s a lot in the album. So what led you to kind of want to explore that a bit more?
I think probably just like experiencing a lot of messiness in my own life, and it being front of mind for me personally, and I think the boys as well, there's a lot of things going on and decisions to make, and I think it also was just a lot of what like our friends were talking about, and a lot of interesting conversations with people around us who were sort of going through similar things and grappling with similar questions. So I don't know, I sort of like to write about things that are from my own experience, but also hopefully that people who are listening can relate to and think about, and hopefully if there's any despair or hope, we can sort of share it all together, I think.
Oh, most definitely. I just turned 27 a couple weeks ago, and I definitely know what it's like to be in the depths of despair of your 20s and trying to figure out what the hell is life even about? What am I supposed to be doing? So I definitely, in listening to the album earlier today, I felt a lot of those feelings were echoed in what you, you know, explored in your song, so I really appreciated it. How do you approach?
That's good. That's
great. Yeah, definitely. No, I very much loved it, and I'm going to send it to a few of my friends because they're going through it at the moment. So I definitely think it's going to be quite cathartic. So thank you for that. How do you guys, you know, approach the songwriting process? You know, everyone kind of deals with it differently. But you know, what would you say? You know, you said that your personal experience really informed your songwriting. Has it kind of always been that way?
Yeah, I think so. Like lyrically, I probably, yeah, it's probably more my POV. Like, of course, I'll talk to the boys about things, but I think in terms of like lyrics, it's usually me coming with an idea of a lyric or a melody and like a bit of an idea for guitar. But it's always super shabby and like we end up moving it along in practice and sort of just the, I think Billy and Dan are both really good at picking up on, I guess, the sort of tone of the song, or we'll discuss it together if we want it to be a bit faster, if we want to make it a little bit more sad. I don't know. It's I never really think that much about how it happens, but we seem to sort of, I think the good thing about us all is we know each other pretty well, and I think we sort of get on the same page sort of quickly. So it always, I mean, there's sometimes headache songs that like something's wrong with it and it takes us a while to figure out, but a lot of the songs sort of come together fairly quickly, and we sort of just usually played them live. A lot of Brizzy shows helped us refine some of the songs on the album.
Beautiful. That's awesome that you get to like, I don't know. I love that, you know, a song, you know, I've heard from other artists, because I am myself am not one, but you know, a song, when you're touring with the song or when you're playing with a song, it eventually, you know, it continues to evolve. And it's lovely that you guys, you know, from the outset, you know, when first coming up with the idea for this tracks, that you have, it happens organically, and that obviously it's evident that it's such a safe space where you can kind of just shout out not fully formed ideas, because I think that that's really, at least for me, it can be something that really holds you back from even attempting something, feeling like it has to be polished before you share it. So that's definitely wonderful that you're able to do that with each other. You guys are actually playing a show tomorrow here in Sydney at the Petersham Bowling Club. Tell us a bit more about the gig. I believe you have a couple amazing local Sydney bands on the bill with you, Library Siesta and Birthday Girl, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, so it's really excited to be heading to the Petersham Bowling Club tomorrow night. Yeah, and two great bands. We've been fans of them both from a distance for a long time. So we're really excited to have Birthday Girl and Library Siesta on the lineup. And yeah, and also just love the PBC. It's such a great venue and such an important venue in Sydney. From my tours there in the past, so it's I love it. But yeah, so
big fans of Birthday Girl's album. Like, so excited to hear some of those tracks live. Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And it's People Mover's first Sydney show. So yeah, we're very excited.
Sweet. That's very, very exciting. Well, where can our listeners go to get tickets?
Well, if you go to our Instagram, there's a lot of ticket links in our stories.
Beautiful.
And bio. Otherwise, PB.
Human ticks.
Yeah.
Awesome. PBC. Yeah. All of the above.
Yeah. Brilliant.
We're also playing in Wollongong. If it makes it to Wollongong, but we're playing in Wollongong on Sunday as well at Van Q.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay. Well, if you're in Wollongong and listening in, make sure you head to Q on, was it this Saturday? When was that? Sorry.
On Sunday.
Sunday. Oh, awesome. You guys are doing a back-to-back weekend. Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us guys today. I really appreciate you joining us on the show. And yeah, we will, of course, if you're listening in and didn't catch where to go, find info about where to get those tickets. We will put all of that up on the 2SER website after the show. So thanks so much for joining us on the show, guys. And I hope you have a great weekend. Have a great show. I'll hopefully be able to check you out.